Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The first large hydroelectric facility on the Klamath River entered service 100 years ago, providing an abundant source of power for residents of Northern California and Southern Oregon. The dam, known as KOPCO 1, generated 11 megawatts of electricity. Some 400 workers spent several years constructing the dam and power plant for the California-Oregon Power Company, known as KOPCO for short. The new source of power was especially important to the fast-growing city of Klamath Falls, where lumber mills and other factories depended on smaller power plants on Link River and transmission lines crossing the mountains from the Rogue Valley. KOPCO officials acknowledged that KOPCO 1 would present a permanent barrier to fish passage on one of the most important salmon-producing rivers on the West Coast, but said that would be mitigated by construction of a fish hatchery on nearby Fall Creek. KOPCO built three more large dams on the Klamath River before eventually being folded into the Pacific Power and Light Company, which continued to operate the dams for another half century. Present-day plans to restore fish runs call for removal of all four dams, starting as soon as the year 2020. Today's episode of As It was written by Todd Keppel, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories, or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.